What was the biggest disappointment for that game tonight?
There's so many. They came in and gave us a good old-fashioned A-kicking. Mm-hmm. And there's not more you can say to it.
What were they able to do that gave you guys trouble tonight?
I haven't actually watched the film just yet, but from hindsight, like they did a little bit whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
They shot the ball extremely well from the 3-point line. I think they had 50, maybe 60 points from the 3-point line.
Yeah.
It started with Draymond. Draymond did a great job of attacking our scheme and putting pressure on our defense, either to assist or to score, make plays, and obviously Steph, hitting the shots that he hit. Iguodala's production off the bench. They got a little bit of everything.
It seemed like you guys were struggling to move defensively in ways that you didn't on Christmas. Was the game plan different today? Were you trying different schemes?
The game plan was the game plan. We didn't execute it.
LeBron, was it more of what they did against you or what you guys didn't do against them? Who was or what caused more of the problem?
I don't know. That's a kind of rhetorical question. It's both. It's both of what they did and what we didn't do. It's always that in a win or a loss. You always wish you could play better, but you also give credit to the team that you're facing. So that's always the case.
Given that you guys had played well on that road trip coming back, how disappointing is it to not have it tonight?
For me, I'm not going to put too much into it. As much, obviously, you want to. Against the top teams, you wanna play well. And we haven't done that. We 0-3 versus the top two teams in the West.
Mm-hmm.
We 0-1 against the Bulls so far, and we got to play better basketball. We got a long way to go. Tonight was an example of how far we got to go to get to a championship level.
Yeah.
And we just got to continue to get better.
When it's an A kicking like that, just from a professional standpoint, how miserable is it to be in the middle of it when it's happening?
I say miserable. It's just not the end of the world. I think it's still a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take it that far to it. It's so many.
But it's more than a bad day at the office.
I don't know. I've never been in an office, so I haven't had that. I'm fortunate to never been in an office. But for me, it's never as bad and it's never as good as it may seem when you're going through it. Obviously, you want to play well, and especially on a stage like this versus, the defending champions. But for me, as a leader of this ball club, and over the last, 6 or 7 years, I've always been even keel about wins and losses, especially at this juncture of the season.
You said this shows how far you have to go to be a championship team. Where does that start?
It probably starts, we got to get back to the basics. When you play against teams like this, Golden State, San Antonio, Chicago, you gotta have just a laser sharp mentality, both physical and mental.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have loss, and because they make you pay. There's some of the things that we can get away with against certain teams that you can't get away with against these teams. So. It shows how far we got to go, and I say it all the time. We are a young basketball team. We had some success last year, but as far as experience, we don't have much together. So we still got to continue to put it together.
LeBron, is that a plus, the fact that you've had it from last year, the experience of last year, that you know what you have to get to? Does that help at all?
Well, it's something that you can fall back on, but last year is last year, and. I think we're a totally different team than we were last year. I think we have some familiar faces, but we've had some different, some difficult challenges to start this season. Like I said, we got to get back to the basics. There's going to be a lot of things that we need to do better in order for us to play better basketball going down the stretch.
Brian, did you have much to say to the guys after?
Not what to say. There's nothing to say. For me, it's easy to say something when it's bad. I think, for me, I like to get on this when we're doing well, to try to keep us focused. Tonight is, I'm not a kick a man when you're down type of guy. It's not my motto.
You lose any confidence?
Say hey.
Have you lost any confidence?
Who, me?
as a team?
No, I don't think so. We're still a ball club. We just went 5-1 on a tough road trip. But, you know, we do understand how we got to get better. And I say it all the time. And sometimes you guys are like, well, you guys once 8 in a row, but we still got to get better. We're not that good to where we can have loss like we had tonight and in the show.
When you got locked up with Curry in the first quarter, and, I mean, he ended up on the ground. Can you tell us what happened in real time there?
I set a screen. He held me right in front of the official. And I got him up off of me, and they called offensive foul. So it's the same thing when you're a kid in class. It's always the second guy who get caught. You know, I didn't tell the joke, but I laughed. I got caught. That's what happened.
Last question.
You mentioned that you beat the better team so far this year. Is there one common denominator in those losses that stands out?
Yeah, mentally we got to be sharp. We got to be more sharp. The teams are very experienced. Guys have experienced a lot. You look at the Chicago team, they got guys on their team that won championships before. Guys have been in a lot of playoff series. And you look at San Antonio, obviously their resume speaks for itself. And you look at this Golden State team, their resume speaks for itself. And they got experience, and they got high basketball IQ, and they got guys who's just sharp mentally at all times. And we're not at that point yet. We have some inexperienced guys that haven't played enough meaningful basketball games where they can fall back on, you know. And, you know, when they get a little tough sometimes, you know, it's not like they can kind of fall back on previous experiences to try to help them get through it. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of bumps, and that's okay. You know, we'll learn from it and we'll get better from it. But the best teacher in life is experience, and it's good to go through it.